Terre Haute Swope Art Museum is a tiny bastion of American art on the western edge of Indiana. The impressive regional museum occupies a proud Renaissance Revival building in downtown Terre Haute, just a half block south of an intersection so significant a century ago, it was known as the Crossroads of America. Before he passed away in 1929, the building's owner, Terre Haute jeweler Sheldon Swope, made provisions for the building to become an art museum, whose collection would be funded through his estate. WFIU's Yael Cassander discovered a few of those acquisitions that make the Swope the important collection that it is.
If you drive into Terre Haute on one of the many smaller routes that still lead to the erstwhile Crossroads of America, you've probably passed countless cornfields, farmhouses, water towers, and weather-beaten gas stations. Some of that same vernacular imagery inhabits the canvases in the Swope Art Museum.
Can we show you a painting by John Rogers Cox, who was the first director of the museum?
Brian Wisenhunt is the Swope's current executive director.
This is a painting he did in the 80s. You see this beautiful old Victorian farmhouse in disrepair in the background, surrounded by these fields of wheat, and then in the foreground, just piles and piles of old farm machinery and cars, and it's rusted and almost returning back to the landscape. He's really known for his depictions of the Midwest landscape, but this, I think, is a little more wistful view of the Midwest.
The paintings of John Rogers Cox may not be as celebrated as some of the Swope's other holdings, but as the museum's first director, Cox's legacy was huge. Not only did he purchase the core of the Swope's collection, his patronage of contemporary American art, in tandem with the acquisitions made by other American museum directors in the 1940s, validated those artists and secured their place in history.
He and his wife, her name was Hermine Haslin, went to New York and used the estate of Sheldon Swope to purchase work for the museum. And it's kind of interesting because at that time in America, everyone was collecting European art because that was what was seen as the very best. And so if you look at the major collections in places like the Met and the Art Institute, they're buying Impressionism and Post-Impressionism, but no one's really collecting American art. But Cox and Haslin went to New York and they bought what they could afford, which was American art. And so
it turns out very important American art.
Lisa Petroulis is the Swope's curator of collections and exhibitions.
This is our gallery of 1930s and 40s work. It has the hopper that I'm sure Brian might want to talk a little bit about, and the Grant Wood painting, the last painting that Grant Wood painted, as a matter of fact. And then Thomas Hart Benton. We have a painting called Threshing Wheat.
Brian does want to talk about the painting by Edward Hopper, but not before asserting that all of the paintings in this gallery are major totems of American art.
Not just paintings by Hopper and by Wood and Benton, but important paintings by these artists, which I think is important to distinguish. And the Hopper just returned from exhibition to travel to Boston and D.C. and to Chicago. And this painting hung with other works by Hopper from around the country.
The Swope's Hopper is Route 6 Eastham.
Eastham is on the Cape. And it was an area he returned to over and over again. So depicts his kind of fascination with the landscape and the homes in that region. It's one of the paintings I think that you can return to again and again. And the reason is that Hopper often said that he wasn't really necessarily interested in the subject he was painting, but was actually interested in the light.
And the view that we get is almost one from a passing car. I mean, that road mm-hmm. that's in the foreground and goes to the middle ground on the right it takes up almost half the painting.
Yes.
So we see a lot of pavement in
a
the bottom half of the painting, and then we see these fairly ugly telephone poles making a line through the landscape.
Well, he painted from his car because he didn't like to be disturbed. He didn't want to be that painter on the street that everyone stopped and gawked at and spoke to. So he painted from the backseat of his car often. But I think it's evocative of a lot of his paintings. The home beside the train, the house beside the road, this depiction of civilization, but it has this quality of emptiness and quiet, and that there's things beyond it that we're not seeing, I guess.
And certainly not idealized.
No.
Although that light is dreamy.
It is. It is very dreamy.
We've been dreaming on Route 6 for a while, but there are many other directions in American art to pursue at the Swope.
You know, you have Porter, you have Warhol, but then you have some large-scale abstracts. You have this Robert Motherwell at the end. So really, this gallery does kind of show the breadth of American art during the 50s and 60s, and from Motherwell's abstract expressionism to Anaskevitz's hard edge, you know, op art that followed. So you kind of get a little bit of the whole story, mm-hmm. perhaps not all of it, but mm-hmm. The idea of it.
I think that's one of the things that's so appealing about a museum like the Swope, is that unlike going to the Metropolitan Museum or the National Gallery or the Louvre, you don't get that exhaustion even
right.
before you begin, where your back starts hurting and you get hungry immediately as you go
museum
in.
Museum fatigue, what we call it in the field. It's officially diagnosed as museum fatigue.
The journey through American art can be easily accomplished at the Swope without contracting a case of museum fatigue. Here you may explore everything from artists who settled in the Wabash Valley to the black painter William Edward Scott, who left Indiana to study with Henry Tanner in Paris. There's a sculpture by Paul Manship, whose Prometheus graces the Rockefeller Center skating rink, and a once controversial mural by Gilbert Wilson, based on Melville's Moby Dick. In other words, an extremely pleasant crash course in American art. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Images from the Swope Art Museum's permanent collection are on our website now at wfiu.org/arts.